It is Snowing in Spring, written by Xiao Xiao, translated from the Chinese and narrated by Jamie Proctor Xu. In early spring, wild snow fell, covering the Changbai Mountains like stars in the sky, falling, glistening. On the Bai River in Ardao, with spring snow floating, the mallards, greylag geese, and mandarin ducks playing on the water have unlocked the cold trauma code. It's true. The origin river of the Songhua River, the jade-like trees, rhyme, the fairy tale village whose hair turns white overnight, the frozen spring, frozen table, and frozen bench release the warmth of the snowflakes here. In the vast valley, hot pot cooked with spring water, steaming hot, a whole family surrounds the stove. The setting sun is like a golden tiger. From the spring snow of the Changbai Mountains, tree trunks stretching their necks toward the awakening of insects, call forth the fingertips of tender shoots, call forth the prodigal sons of stamens, call forth trembles in the soul, controlled yet vast, call forth the present and the distant. On the altar of the world, spring snow also falls in the mushroom clouds. Glistening snowflakes conceal the tank's corpses. Did you hear them? From February to March, the cries, burning snowflakes, speak Ukrainian. The snow powder that wants to live sprinkles peace salt on indescribable tongues. The water of war is deep. March's snow and ice surge on, snowing all the way from Kyiv to the Changbai mountain range. The groaning spring snow before us in the moonlight is like throbbing crystal. A pair of lovers stomp their leather boots, arms entwined, pass by from a distant place. The spring snow of the Changbai Mountains succinctly links the world. Snow burning, flowing red.